Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemail and read your reviews and emails if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
I think that we had like one new review. I feel like I got a charitable email about it.
We have a review from, hey, it's Chicago Maggie. Title is Asher. Review is Dolly. Great. Your dog.
Oh my God, that's really funny. That's the best review we've ever had, I think.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Should we get into some DMs?
Oh. We got a Instagram DM that I will read.
Is it a wiener?
No, it is not. It is from Coco, and it is a poem.
Oh, okay.
An AI-generated poem.
Oh, I like it.
Says, in the woods where I roam, there's a voice in my ear, a podcast that speaks to me crystal clear. It's called Web Crawlers, and it's hosted by two, Allie and Melissa, who know what it's like to be blue.
I mean, that's fair.
They talk of the strange and the bizarre, the things that lurk both near and far. They delve into mysteries, both big and small, from UFO sightings to Bigfoot calls.
Oh my God.
It's so good. And as I listen, I feel a sense of kinship, for they're the only ones who understand my trip. Allie and Melissa, they get me, they see that life as Bigfoot isn't all it's cracked up to be. I'm a creature of the wild and I'm often alone, but their podcast brings me closer to home. I feel connected to a world beyond, a place where strange and weirdness bond. So I continue to roam with Allie and Melissa in tow, their voices a comfort wherever I go. Web Crawlers is my refuge in a world so strange, a podcast that speaks to me and never deranges. Deranged. Thank you, Allie and Melissa, for being my guide, for understanding my world, and for standing by my side. I am Bigfoot, a creature of the night, and your podcast brings me a sense of delight.
That's insane.
How wonderful is that?
Did ChatGPT write that?
Yes. I think they put in like a poem by Bigfoot for Web Crawlers podcast.
Write me a
It's poem. So nice.
That's crazy. ChatGPT never it like works when I
I just, user I just, error.
No, I said, write me a poem about the podcast Web Crawlers. And it's like, it makes no sense than what they told me.
Okay, well, voicemail number one.
Hi, this is a message for the Web Crawlers. This is Zoo. I've been listening since the very, very beginning. Second time I've called. The first time I called was years ago. It was regarding Alexa chiming in with domestic violence resources when I told my husband that I would knife him over the last piece of delicious Christmas pie. Anyway, Melissa said then, Alexa, stay out of it. And I always thought that should have been a web crawler's t-shirt. I'm calling that today because I was just listening to the last mailbag. And of course, everyone's calling about their DMV stories. So mid-90s, Boulder, Colorado. Our DMV teacher, he was also like the high school footballer, baseball coach. Mm-hmm. He would make us drive him through the Arby's drive-through. So I have never eaten Arby's in my life because of that. Just wanted to call in and say hello. I love you, ladies. La, la, la.
That's so many driver's ed teachers making people drive through drive-throughs.
Melissa.
Yes.
I just said to ChatGPT, write me a poem about Melissa Sutton.
No. Oh, no. What did it say?
I'm dying. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm for sure going to get the giggles reading this. Okay. Okay. Melissa Sutton, a vision of grace, a model, a writer with a beautiful face, her words like poetry, her style divine, a beacon of inspiration. Oh, so fine. Her beauty transcends the physical realm. Her words, her wit are at the helm of a ship that sails the sea of life, guiding us through joy and strife. Her voice like music, her thoughts so pure, a soulful melody that we all adore. Her presence a gift, a true delight, a star that shines so very bright. Melissa Sutton, a name to remember, a force of nature, a true contender, a woman of strength, of beauty and grace, a treasure to cherish in any place.
Oh, my God. I mean, accurate.
I know.
Accurate. I agree.
ChatGPT's in love with you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did you write? You said write a poem about
Melissa Sutton.
About Allie Siegel. Let's see.
Oh, no.
Okay. Allie Siegel, a name so bright, a force of humor, talent, and might. With wit and charm, she graces the screen, and in our hearts, she reigns supreme. Her words, like magic, weave a spell, drawing us in, and all is well. From podcast to show, she shines so true, her radiant energy, a sight to view. With a heart of gold and a spirit so pure, Allie Siegel, you are our cure. For in your presence, we find laughter and forget our worries ever after. So here's to you, Allie Siegel, dear. We raise our glasses full of cheer. May you keep shining like a star and inspire us from near and far.
I like it.
Why are these so good?
I don't know. They're so good. But why doesn't mine call me pretty?
It's... You have radiant energy.
All right. That's fine. I'm pretty.
Wow.
These are great. What show are they talking about when they were when they said I did from podcast to show?
Maybe ChatGPT knows something.
Yeah, we don't.
From the future. Okay, next message.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah from Pittsburgh calling for the web crawlers again.
Hi.
I just listened to your new Coke episode. So I was calling in. Number one, Coke Zero all the way.
Okay.
And then I would go with Diet Coke.
Okay.
And do you guys agree that it tastes better when you get it, like, at a fast food place when it's, like, right out of the machine?
Yes, it does.
I think it tastes so much better than it does out of, like, a can.
100%.
I just got a new puppy, so you might be able to hear her in the background.
Ooh, puppy.
Her name is Georgia O'Keefe.
Georgia O'Keefe.
And then the other thing I wanted to bring up was, because I was kind of dying, because you guys said soda the other time, you know, the whole time, I say pop. Because I'm from Pittsburgh, and we have a lot of random Pittsburghese words. So I was curious where, you know, what, you know, if anyone else says pop and where they're from. But,
I do.
Yeah, glad to hear you guys back together. Can't wait to hear about more fast food, junk food. I forget what you called it for March, even though it's going into April. But love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, I said, I'm from Michigan. I said pop growing up.
Yeah, I feel like the West Coast says soda, and then like somewhere from mid to East Coast, it's all pop.
Yeah.
I don't know what the dividing line is, but it's...
I think down south, it's like Coke, and that is like for everything. Like, I want a Coke.
Oh, really?
But like, what kind of Coke do you want? A Sprite.
Sprite? Oh my God, shut up. Really? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped saying pop because no one says fucking pop here. I started saying soda.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say
because peer pop. Pressure.
Yeah, you can't do that here.
Can't do that here.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Anna. I've been listening to you guys for like 4 or 5 years now. It's been a long time. Long time listener. First time caller. I'm calling in regards to the on and off again conversation you guys have been having about the DMV driver's test.
Yes.
You guys are probably sick of talking about it already.
No, never. No.
But I have a cute story. At least I think it's cute. So I thought I'd share. I'm 32 now. This was like a long time ago. So I was 16 years old. So I'm really aging myself here. But I went to my driver's test for my driver's license with my dad and take the test. I live in Chicago and I'm Italian, which is important for this story. So I'm going to take the test with this man, the instructor. I don't know the exact title of the person that you take your test with. But what I can remember from him is he was an older gentleman and he was crabby and he had a clipboard. And everyone that works at the DMV is usually pretty crabby and frustrated. But when you're like 16, you know, and like just having like a crabby test instructor is just adds to the nerves. Scary. I remember being really nervous. So we take the test, we do the thing, we come back and he, you know, we park and we're in the car and I look at him, I'm like, did I pass? And he's like, no. He didn't pass the minute we left the parking lot. I was like,
what?
Why? And I honestly don't remember what exactly it was, but I do recall it had something to do with pedestrians and driving too fast or something. In a parking lot, so
what?
I mean, that's a very valid reason to fail. Like, you shouldn't be driving fast in a parking lot with pedestrians. But then he like pointed his clipboard at my last name, and I said, "He's like, is that your last name?" I don't know why I'm giving this man an East Coast accent because like we're from Chicago, but it makes the story better. And I was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Your last name's really similar to my last name," and I said, "Oh." Okay. Oh. And he just like kind of pauses and looks out the window. And then I'm like, what's your last name? Just like, cause it felt like he wanted me to ask him. And he's like, and he tells me his last name. And I'm not going to say my last name for like,
sure,
the sake of privacy, but his last name was very, it was Italian. It was very similar to mine. But
Blasucci.
I think he had like an I at the end of his. And, or no. I don't know. It was really similar. And it sounded very similar.
You guys,
and he's like,
it?
You passed. And I was like, oh. And I was very confused. But I didn't ask any additional questions. I was just afraid of this man. And, you know, you just want to pass your driver's test and you don't want to leave the DMV without your license because it's like really embarrassing when you're 16.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have to go and tell my friends I failed. So we go into the DMV office, I get my driver's license, and I notice this man who I took my test with is talking to my father. Mm-hmm. And he's like, passed my down the shoulder.
Okay, I think there should be.
This is bizarre.
Too.
They've got to be related or something.
Yeah. This is for the web crawlers. This is Anna. To trip at the DMV. Oh my gosh, so embarrassing that I got cut off and I talked too long. But anyway, so like I'm leaving the DMV with my dad and I'm really confused on why I got my license. So I asked my dad, like, do you know this man? He said we have similar last names. And my dad's like, no, I don't know this man. And I'm like, you sure? Because like, why did I get my driver's license? He's like, I don't know this guy. You got your driver's license because you're Italian. And I'm like, what do you mean I got my license because I'm Italian? He's like, you got your license. Like, why are you asking so many questions? Like, I mean, it got you happy. I imagine that's how the conversation with my father. I remember he was frustrated. Anyone with an Italian parent can probably relate because that's just how they talk. I don't know. I got my license because I'm Italian, which is kind of cool, which just sounds
that's
like
cool.
Some Chicago antics.
Life hack.
We have a lot of Italians, you know, in the Chicagoland area and Polish people and Irish, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think I got it because I'm Italian or my dad paid this man. I have no idea. That reminds me, actually. I left an email with you guys a long time ago. You shared my dad had lunch with John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, right.
Which is a crazy story. I honestly think you should call in and tell a story because it would be funny having him tell a story. If you guys ever, I mean, already told a story, but he's got a lot of crazy stories. Yeah, that's it. And love you guys. Keep up the great work. I do miss Maria. Maria, I know you're busy and you probably got the sick gig and it's better than crawlers, but we miss you. Can you please make a guest appearance or something? We're asking for Maria. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. If you're Italian, get a driver's license.
Oh my God. Wow. That's really bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, great. Or her dad paid him.
Yeah, so that's really weird.
That's fishy.
Yeah, that's okay. A little fishy.
Okay, next message.
Hi, Webcrawler. It's Matt. I'm driving home, and I paused your Coke episode because y'all were talking about, like, Coke, types of Coke, and Melissa brought up caffeine-free Diet Coke. So I absolutely, as a caffeine-aholic, I absolutely loved the caffeine-free regular Coke that they had for a while because It gave me the same sensation. I was able to cut back on caffeine. I know that sounds weird, so I was trying to cut back on caffeine, and it was so great at the time, but now it doesn't exist, and it makes me kind of sad. But then, my favorite soda, they don't, like, have here in Texas. Well, they do, but, like, not really. It's called Pib Extra.
Pib Extra.
I know that's like everywhere else except here because we have Dr. Pepper and Coke owns the rights to Dr. Pepper in Texas. So we get that everywhere. But like, it makes me really sad because like Coke, I wish like Coke would have more Pib available. I don't really know where this voicemail is going, but just on that as well, I actually prefer Pepsi Cherry over Pepsi Coke. No, sorry. Pepsi cherry over Coke cherry. And I know that sounds extremely weird, but to me, like,
it's good.
Cherry Pepsi just tastes better. I feel like I said cherry Coke and cherry Pepsi like 70 different times in 70 different ways right now. And I'm so sorry, but I'm like driving home and my brain doesn't work after work. But yeah, anyway, cherry Pepsi, the best. Pib Extra, the best.
Pib Extra.
Caffeine free Coke, 10 out of 10. And, yeah. Okay, cool. That's it. Bye.
Yeah, I do remember caffeine-free Coke, but they don't have it anymore. It's just caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. Pib Extra, baby. Mr.
I used to love Pib.
Yeah.
He's not a doctor. He's a mister.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
It's Dr. Pepper, Mr. Pib.
Interesting.
Mr. Pim failed out of doctor school.
Next message.
Hello, this is for the web crawlers. This is Jennifer calling about the Coke crisis. Okay. It's safe to say that we're a firmly Coca-Cola household.
Okay.
Pepsi is like, okay, but I haven't had Pepsi in years. But I tried this new Coca-Cola flavor. It's called Move. Because, you know, they have all these weird flavors that don't tell you what they're supposed to taste like. This Move stuff, it tastes like reminiscent of coconut, and it's disgusting.
No.
If someone's tried it before and disagrees, you're wrong. Sorry, it's nasty. And that's
weird.
So, Ooga.
It's in a pink glass. I mean, a pink cup thing.
Ooh. Coconut. Gross. Okay. Next message.
Hey, this is Maggie calling for the web crawlers. Maggie, a.k.a. Magrodoodle on the Discord. What up, ladies? Hong Kong. I'm calling because I very much enjoyed the new Coke episode that you did today, and you asked us to call in if you had any more information about stuff like that. My husband and I, simulation alert. Wee-woo, simulation alert. We were just talking about Coke and Pepsi and all this stuff last week, so I was very excited to see that this popped up. And I was very surprised that this information didn't come out. So, you know how there's, like, those giant fast food places work, like Pizza Hut and KFC and Taco Bell, and they're all like combined into one restaurant thing.
Combination.
So that is because PepsiCo, back in the day, realized we are not beating Coke. It's not happening. We don't know how to do this. They are just a wild thing that we can't, you know, we can't beat them. Right. So they started buying restaurant chains. So they started with Pizza Hut, I think, and then went to KFC, and then got Taco Bell. So they own all of these restaurants because fast food restaurants refused to carry Pepsi products in their places. You know, like McDonald's has Coke, and a bunch of other places have, you know, Coke products. A lot of chain restaurants like that refuse to have Pepsi company products, or refuse to switch over because people were like, no. When you say, is Pepsi okay? They say, no, we don't like that. They'd rather not get a soda than get a Pepsi. And they would go home and just have their Coke when they got home. So they bought those chains of restaurants, and that is now one of, like, the largest conglomerate of fast food chain restaurants. So they were able to get more of their sales that way, because we're forcing it on people, especially if you're going
crazy.
Fast food and you're driving cross country and you're on a road trip or whatever, and you need to have a drink with your meal that you got to go. So that's another reason why Pepsi realized, okay, we can't beat them that way, so we've got to just do it through it becoming a huge monopoly conglomerate of disgusting, delicious foods that everybody eats. So that's another extra thing about Pepsi trying their damnedest to be Coke and still not being able to do it. Also, thank you so much. That was fantastic. I very much enjoyed the Patreon episode with Allie, the field reporter at the Alien Con. That was amazing. I mean, I understand Maria was doing a great job filming the whole thing, but we couldn't get one Maria segment for a second. We just need to see her face.
I know.
Hear her voice. Somebody let me show me her picture with a...
I think there's a part two.
Maria's camera shy.
She is.
How embarrassing. This is Maggie again. For the
How embarrassing.
It happened to me. I am a two-time voicemail leaver now because I have to. I was just saying I would have enjoyed also a Maria's segment. We do need to get a picture of her with a newspaper, with a date, like a current day's newspaper, so that we know she's okay. I know when we've seen her around, but honestly, I need to know. Also, I'm glad you guys enjoyed my last voicemail about Mardi Gras here in New Orleans. One of my friends shamed me and said, did you call it Deep Gras? How dare you? Because some locals think that that's a weird phrase for Mardi Gras time when it gets there. So I'm sorry if Dia said Deep Gras. I am ashamed. And yes, anytime you guys want to come out, I can give you guys a tour. I used to be a tour guide out here. My husband owned a tour company out here that he started on his own. So if you guys ever want a tour in New Orleans, hit me up. And I've also wanted to do an episode with Allie when it was happening, but it just didn't work out. So if you need to do an episode about New Orleans during spooky October times, I'm still available.
Yes, I still
have it all written out. So whenever you want to talk about haunted stuff in New Orleans, I'm your girl. Thank you so much. I don't want to get cut off again. Honk, honk, boy, 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 la, la, la. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
That's crazy. I didn't know that about Pepsi.
No, me either.
Buying places to force their Pepsi onto people.
That's so crazy.
A few things.
Email us and we'll do your episode. We don't have to wait until October. We'll do your episode. Shoot us an email at the Webcrawlers account. Also, I looked up this Coca-Cola Move and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's Coca-Cola Move, Coca-Cola Dream World, Coca-Cola Starlight. That DJ Marshmallow has a Coca-Cola. There's Coca-Cola Sugar Bite, and they all have something to do with the metaverse. Like, these are like,
oh no,
weird NFT.
Oh,
whatever.
No.
Crypto sodas. I don't under, but they're
crypto
real.
Soda.
I don't understand what it is. There's a whole,
oh, no.
But there's also a Coca-Cola museum in Georgia.
Oh.
Where I guess you can taste all the different sodas.
I'd go there.
I know. I was like hoping that it was like in Vegas or something, like closer. Coca-Cola building, Los Angeles.
Ooh, let's go storm the Coke building.
Yeah, seriously. That will be our January 6th. We storm the Coke building and demand to try all their flavors.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Crawlers, it's Rachel the Widow.
Rachel!
I had to call with some fun facts after the new Coke episode today.
First,
about Coke is that they still, I believe, as far as I can tell, based on some articles, I double-checked that this is still happening, they still use coca leaves for their flavoring. Oh. Basically, when the government was outlawing importation and stuff of coca leaves, they lobbied to have exceptions. And so there's one company that is allowed to bring in coca leaves, usually from Peru, and they extract the cocaine from it, and that is sold to for medication. There's, like, very limited use for medical for cocaine. And then the coca leaves that doesn't have the cocaine in it anymore, the cocaine, they then make that into like a flavor, a concentrated flavor for Coke to then put into their soda. So it still does use coca leaves just without the cocaine part. And this company, it's like in New Jersey, have crazy amounts of security and stuff, and I have actually known someone who worked for a company that supplied something else to this company and like knew about that. Like, there's one area that's like super highly secure because of the drug. So
that's
very
cool.
Very crazy. The other thing is, you guys kind of were like surprised that people freaked out about new Coke, and I get it. As someone, like, first of all, people hate change, but like, especially when it's something like this where I get my whatever every day or every week and I expect it to taste the same, and you know, and that's kind of the thing that people have comfort in with like mass produced food. So for me, when I was a kid, I loved Skittles. And then they changed the lime to green apple, and then I stopped getting Skittles. But lime's back now, babies. So we're good to go.
Okay, good.
Sorry, I'm out of my mind today. Then the other thing I was going to say, I used to work for it's part of Nestle, but they made frozen pizza. And one of our brands was DiGiorno.
We had a joke
going around that we basically did the new Coke of frozen pizza because of this launch that just went terrible.
Oh, no.
And it's basically marketing.
Okay, there's a part two.
Hi, web crawlers. It's Rachel the Widow again. Damn, I wish the phone didn't ring for so long because then by the time it starts up again, I forget where I was. New Coke situation. Basically, marketing was like, hey, we need to try to get some more customers interested in DiGiorno and eating DiGiorno. And even though, similar to Coke, we were number one in frozen pizza, but DiGiorno, specifically the rising crust. And so they did this whole like focus group thing, marketing thing. My coworkers, I wasn't on the project, don't blame me. But my coworkers developed basically they wanted to change the font to make it something more appealing to get new customers. But the thing is, it's the same thing. They don't think about how it alienates their current customer base who maybe get DiGiorno once a month or once a week, and this is their family treat, and now it tastes completely different. Basically, they made the sauce sweeter. Put like parsley or some green herb on top of the cheese, so it looks a little more premium. And they did a lot of taste testing and all sorts of consumer stuff, and people seem to really like it. It did really well, and then it launches, and they got so many complaints, and then they had to switch it back.
Oh, no.
And it just cost so much money to change all the packaging and to go through all that stuff and graphics and everything. That's why the conspiracy theories with the Coke doesn't make sense to me, because the company is not going to want to spend money on stuff like that unless they have to. So, it was just a really stupid thing that they did. One more thing I was going to mention. We're talking about different Coke flavors. Well, Coke's been doing something new with different flavors, interesting things, and like abstract flavors. So the first one they came out with was called Space or something like that, or Starlight. And it was supposed to taste like space, and it's because there was like a probe that went out into space and found, I can't remember the name of the chemical, but it's ethyl something. And it's actually a chemical that's like the main flavoring component of raspberries. So basically, if you got this Coke, it would taste like raspberries, which I tried it. It was really good. It could taste like raspberries. And it's because of the chemistry of what the chemical makeup of space is. And I thought, oh, that's kind of fun. And I'm a food scientist. I'm kind of a nerd about that. And I liked it. But then that next one that came out, oh, my God. I just opened my garage and a squirrel came out. That was scary. I did not expect that. All right, then. And the next one that came out was green.
I'm free.
And it was gross. So all of it gross. It just wasn't good. So I don't know what they're doing over there, but it's crazy, and I like to try out.
Okay, I think there's one more part. I want to know more about this squirrel that came out.
Yeah, me too. It's liberated.
Hi, it's Rachel. Sorry, my dogs are excited because I just
sorry, being attacked by a squirrel.
Really bad timing. I was just going to let it go, but I decided to look up the chemical name, and it's ethyl formate. So that is what they found in space, and that's what gives raspberries their flavor. And I thought that was
interesting. That's bizarre.
So I thought I'd call back and say bye, and that I love you, and I'll call again another time. La, la, la.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Two things. Cocaine for medical use. I actually knew this. So my dad, but it was like in the 80s.
He got it.
No, so
I need daddy's medicine.
daddy needs his medicine. He had got his deviated septum fixed or something, And then he sneezed and like the packaging came out or something. And his nose wouldn't stop bleeding. And they had to cauterize it. But before they cauterized it, I guess cocaine is used to cause numbness and it restricts the blood vessels.
Sure.
So, but they don't have you like do cocaine. So I think they snort it. Yeah. They turn it into like a liquid or something. And then they like put it on a Q-tip and they use it to numb the area before they like cauterize things or like.
Oh, wow.
They use it in it says the nose, mouth, and throat to numb mucous membranes and to restrict the blood vessels so that they don't bleed as much. And obviously they don't use it all the time. Yeah. And then secondly, I'm going to Vegas on April 9 through 11. And I guess there is a Coca-Cola store. And and you can get a Coca-Cola flight where it's 16 different international beverages, different tastes of Coke. So I'll get that.
Oh, that's fun.
And I'll do a video. Yeah, I'll do a video of me tasting all the different Cokes.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I'll do that for the Patreon, a Coke tasting.
Ooh, Coke tasting.
Yeah.
Last message.
Hi, this message is for Web Crawlers. My name is Taylor, and I was just listening to the Coke episode of the podcast, and I would just love if we could discuss the fact that Pepsi just did the same thing with Sierra Mist. They got rid of Sierra Mist, and they rebranded it as a lemon lime soda called Starry. I don't know if this is just in the Midwest. Starry. Is this everywhere? I don't know. I'm from Michigan, so.
Yay!
I didn't know about this Coke thing. Sounds like the same scenario, though. And I am annoyed. I don't even drink Sierra Mist. I'm a Coke person. Well, let me know if you guys have heard about this. Great content. Bye.
Yes, wasn't like the Super Bowl sponsored by Starry or something like that? Something recently? They renamed it.
Yeah, see this.
Sierra Mist is now Starry, I guess. What a stupid name.
I've never seen this. Is this in the West?
Yeah, it's like a new thing. The new lemon lime soda. It's a new caffeine-free soda that provides a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor.
This is bizarre.
Because they got rid of Sierra Mist, right?
Horrible branding. If you
I know.
It's very bizarre branding. The branding makes it look like a energy drink or something.
Yeah. It's weird.
I don't like it.
I don't know. Whatever.
Not for me.
Not for me.
Was that the last VM?
That was.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, please continue to call us with whatever you really want to talk about, honestly. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Goodbye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.